like to share with you this quote. A pen never knows what it will write. A brush never knows what it will paint. And a chisel never knows what it will sculpt. When God takes someone into his hands in order to accomplish a new work in his church, the person doesn't know what she will do. I think this might be my case. I'm only God's tool. This was said by a woman named Kiara Lubick at a 1977 Eucharistic Congress in her home country of Italy. Without going into details of her story, I will tell you that Kiara Lubick was a young woman who loved God, loved reading Holy Scriptures when Catholics were not allowed to read the Bible, and she had a great gift for teaching spiritual truths. She started a movement in 1943 that attracted lay people as well as priests. And the leadership of the church, however, did not like her popularity. Number one, she was not a priest. She was not a man. She did not fit into categories approved by the Catholic Church at that time. And so the Holy Office, as it was called, silenced her, stopped her followers from meeting, and put Kiara under great scrutiny. But Kiara was ahead of her time and allowed God to use her even as she suffered. After a few years, the church approved the Focolare movement. Kiara Lubick was what we might call a trailblazer. As a laywoman in the church, she proposed themes that were embraced later by the Second Vatican Council. In a global society, she pointed to universal brotherhood at a time when no one was talking about encounters among cultures. She honored life and sought the meaning of suffering. She mapped out a path of religious and civil holiness that could be followed by anyone, not just the ordained or the religious, but by everyone. Our scriptures today, I'm reminded of Kiara, because our scriptures today speak of possibilities that exist in the mind of God and the resistance that we human beings offer when the work does not go according to our plans and framework. In the first reading from the book of Numbers, two men who received the Spirit of God but were not present with all the rest who were given this gift were going to be excluded by Joshua, the assistant to Moses. But Moses tells Joshua, "Don't be jealous. Wouldn't it be great if God sent his Spirit on everyone to prophesy and do his work?" In other words, don't limit the works of God that God allows people to do because they don't fit into your mindset. This same principle is true in the gospel with the disciple who complains to Jesus that they saw someone driving out demons in Jesus' name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us. But Jesus told them to allow that person to continue to do good works, for whoever is not against us is for us. We should all be united in doing good for one another. Let your attitude be inclusive rather than exclusive. The two readings indicate that God does not place all responsibility in the hands of just a few. The Holy Spirit gives gifts to all of us to work to build up the kingdom of God. Spiritual gifts, which we also call charisms in the church from its Greek origin, are special abilities given to all Christians by the Holy Spirit to give them power both to represent Christ and to be a channel of God's goodness for people. Some of us in our parish have gone through a wonderful process of discernment to identify our God-given gifts. As the pastor here, this has given me insight to call upon people who have different gifts and all are needed to do the good works of Christ in our community. According to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, we are all given charisms. Some are extraordinary, like those given to Kiara Lubick, and others are ordinary, like the ones I experience in our parishioners who serve. All spiritual gifts ought to be exercised in the service of God. This is an aspect of our stewardship. So two takeaways for me from today's readings are: be open to people who are doing good works, no matter if they are like us or not. Second, ask God to help you know what spiritual gifts he has given you and use them to do great things in the name of Christ.